Chase Brown's news file is empty for a second straight week, and the context explains most of it. Cincinnati's starters, Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, and the rest, sat Saturday's 27-9 win over the Bears entirely, per Jeff Hobson at the team's site. And Brown drew no mention in the coverage of Thursday's joint practice with Chicago either, where the reporting orbited Dexter Lawrence's dominant afternoon and Burrow's red zone work. The running back who did make the notebook was Taj Brooks, the second-year back, who worked the first half Saturday and turned a checkdown into a 19-yard catch and run on a touchdown drive, per the team's recap. That is worth exactly what backup usage in a starterless game is worth? Roster battle material for the room behind Brown, not a challenge to the front of it. Our June preview argued Brown's value is a locked three-down role, the most repeatable thing a back can own. 232 carries and 69 catches last season, with nothing rented in the profile. And a role like that is not tested by an August, in which the coaching staff declines to expose its starters to preseason contact. Nothing this week touched it. Two checkable items before next episode. Whether Brown plays at all in the preseason finale, and what the running back room looks like after the roster cuts to 53 on Sunday, August 30th. Brooks, Kendall Milton, and 10-year veteran Samaje Perine are competing for the spots behind him, and the shape of that group tells you how the passing down work gets shared. We'll check after cut day. Data via NFLverse.